We'll have one on Guard Dogs Free Run. It's Paul Hopkins here. Thought I'd do some audio. Last time I did some video, but you know, like to keep it all moving. So today I'm on the train, just in terms of background, and it's not relevant actually being on the train, but being on public transport is. The song in the background there was Gabrielle Aplin with the song called Night Bus. Why am I talking about night buses? Well, it's a tenuous connection. So let me just give her a little break. As much as I like that, that's good. Tenuous connection, because what I'm talking about today is the ruling, the Pauly ruling that has just been released. Basically that wheelchairs trump, if you will, other passengers, yeah, buggies and stuff like that. I don't know if it has any sort of impact on us as guide dog owners, because I mean, to be honest, I tend to move, or at least move a bit, you know, move my dog if he's in a disability area, so that a buggy can get in and then not lying back down. And it does very much depend on if I know the layout of the bus and things like that, because you don't always, do you? And so you don't want to put yourself in a worse position. But I just thought I'd quickly talk about what the ruling seems to be saying, and I'm quoting from the Bristol Post in this instance. So it's going to take me a little while to kind of get to everything, in terms of it might be a bit stilted, because I need to try and sort of read as I go along, and there's lots of adverts within the article, unfortunately. It's the way it goes now. But what I'll try and do is just give you a bit of background, because you know, I'm by no means versed enough in the ins and outs of the case or legality to know exactly what the implications are, but I just thought it'd be a good discussion point, really. So you know, even from a basic point, like, would you move your dog and why wouldn't you, and if you did, what are the circumstances? Is it like me where you move it only if you know that you're not going to put yourself and the dog in a more difficult position by so doing? Do you know what I mean? I mean, I've given up my seat before. It shocks people a bit, but you know, there are some possibilities, but it doesn't mean say you can do that all the time, and there could be good reasons for it. So there's not a judgment here. It's just, I'm just asking the question. So this post starts, as in this article, should I say, starts. It's from the Bristol Post, and it says, it starts like this. Bristol parents will have to fold up buggies on buses if a person in a wheelchair gets on. And it's by Christian Quark. And let's go here. Okay. And there's some pictures of buses and people on them, I guess, with their buggies and so on. Parents will have to fold down any prams or buggies to make room for wheelchair user. And then there's an advert. Parents with children and buggies will have to move to make way for people in wheelchairs on buses in Bristol after a Supreme Court ruling decided a long-running argument. And Britain's top judges even said that bus drivers should even refuse to drive on and shame the unreasonable parents who refuse to fold up their child's buggy and make room for wheelchairs. So it's making it more or less a moral argument, it seems to me. The Supreme Court ruling comes after a lengthy legal battle dating back 5 years involving a disabled man who was refused entry to a bus because the space for buggies and wheelchairs on the bus was already taken up by prams. The mum said they couldn't get their child out and fold up the buggy, so Doug Pauly, who is the guy who brought the case, was left in his wheelchair at a bus stop back in February 2012. Communities should... Oh, no. See, drops these little sub-articles in that are connected but not relevant. The mum said her child's buggy could not collapse, and Mr. Pauly ended waiting for the next bus and missed the train. He launched a legal action against the bus company and disability discrimination rights legislation. Initially won was damages by Leeds County Court. And he said that the signs on the first bus is saying please give up wheelchairs, space for wheelchair, weren't forceful enough. but first appealed, saying their policy to request but not insist buggies make way for wheelchairs, and the appeal court agreed, arguing there should be a balance. That prompted Mr. Pawley to go to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court. Today he won, although his damages were not reinstated, and now the bus companies across the country will have to reevaluate their signage and policies. The ruling today, Wednesday, was that bus companies have a duty to put wheelchair users first ahead of children and buggies whenever there is a potential conflict. Firstborn Managing Director Giles Fernley said, "We welcome today's decision from the Supreme Court. It has ruled that bus drivers are not required to move customers from vehicles, which is a key issue for the bus. For us, sorry. Welcome is clarity for operators and customers. This is clearly a difficult case for the Supreme Court with six different judgments, and we look forward to receiving further clarity around the decision when the court publishes its order. In response, we'll implement any necessary changes. We recognise how important it is that bus services are accessible for all customers, and we lead the industry in improving bus travel for customers with all disabilities. We're therefore also pleased that the Supreme Court found that we did not discriminate against Mr. Pawley." Take a breath. Mr. Pawley from Wetherby, West Yorkshire, was cheered by other wheelchair users and disabled people outside the court in London after the ruling. He said, "I'm absolutely delighted. It's been a long fight. We have achieved something really substantial here, which will make a difference to people who need the wheelchair space, not just wheelchair users, but other disabled people." Many would argue, of course, that we were first in that sense, and in that the accessibility was more about disability access, but I think it did need clarity. Whether we've got it now or not, I'm not quite sure. Let's see if there's any more. Lots of adverts. Doug Pawley celebrating outside the Supreme Court. There must be a picture of him doing just that. This is an important and insignificant cultural change. Am I reading the right thing? Hang on a minute. Yeah, Supreme Court President Lord Neuberger said it was not enough for First Group to instruct his driver simply to request non-wheelchair users to vacate the space and do nothing if the request refused. The approach of the driver must depend upon the circumstances, but where the refusal is unreasonable, some further step to pressurise the non-wheelchair user to move should be considered. Lord Neuberger added, and a refusal to drive on should be considered in appropriate cases. On Wednesday, seven Supreme Court justices ruled First Group's policy should have gone further. And then there's another advert. In particular, where there is some other place on the bus to which a non-wheelchair user can move, I cannot see why a driver should not be expected to rephrase any polite request and as requirement, and if that does not work, and especially if the bus is ahead of schedule, why the driver should not be expected to consider whether there was any reason why the bus should not stop for a few minutes with a view to pressurising or shaming the recalcitrant wheelchair user to move. Sorry, non-wheelchair user to move. Recalcitrant. That's my favourite word of the day. It is one of my favourite words. I think it means awkward and non-compliant and stubborn git kind of idea. Anyway, the Minister for Disabled People, Work and Health, Penny Maldowd, said the ruling is an important one by the Supreme Court. They have recognised the duty of transport providers to ensure that disabled passengers are able to travel, she said. It's clear that it should not just be up to the disabled passenger to get a person to move out of the space, but the transport provider too. I'll be talking to the Department for Transport for clarity, good practice, and the powers of transport providers to ensure this ruling becomes reality. Being able to get around is vital to living independently, and this is a huge step in the right direction, she added. Now I know that we have people, as I said, probably more qualified to speak from a legal point of view than I am on the list. I won't mention names because, you know, why? It's not really fair because they might need their particular expertise, but just from a practical point of view, you know, how will this work, do you think? And you know, as I said, has it ever been an issue for you? I was asked, I've been asked once so far to move to a different seat so they could get a buggy on. That was a bus driver that actually just got out, came up to me, and he was as cool as anything, and just nice guy, and said, "Hum, ever sorry to trouble you, would you mind moving?" And he showed me to a different seat. Completely reasonable in my opinion. I had no reason not to. He assured me there was a seat that was just as safe for my dog, and so I moved. It wasn't a problem at all. So I think there is always some compromise on a public transport, because there's only a limited amount of space. Is it different? Is it going to be harder in cities than towns, for example? And are there going to be issues where, you know, someone has to arbitrate between who gets on the bus and who doesn't and stuff like that? And does this ruling go that far? Does it say that, well, if there's someone in a wheelchair versus a bus stop with a mum with a newborn baby, you know, who gets to go on the bus? Yeah, interesting. Anyway, I will come back into my music if I can, and we will have a little bit of music before we sign off. Just wanted to say thanks everyone for being a part of our lovely Facebook group. It's become very popular very quickly. If you have any friends that want to take part and want to be part of it, that are guide dog owners, are interested in anything to do with guide dogs, then bring them on, invite them through, and we'll be happy to have them on board. So thanks a lot for listening, and again, thanks for being a part of Guide Dogs Free Run. Speak to you all soon. Bye bye. At night.